Friday morning at 10 a.m., the city will hold a grand opening celebration for the new transit employee housing. Park City's project manager, Brooks Robinson, says some employees will move from the old fire station on Park Avenue to this brand new location.
New rooms, they each have their own bathroom, they each have their own little kitchen, like a little flat screen TV in there. So it's, you know, it's certainly an upgrade from the Park Avenue fire station, which is served a very useful life, but it's kind of gotten to the end of it.
With the relative ease of finding housing, the facility has attracted seasonal drivers to Park City.
We're able to get people that come back year after year. You know, often, you know, our busiest time is winter, but we're also fairly busy in the summer where we have additional drivers over the, our sort of permanent driving staff. So in the winter time, we get people that might have, you know, been drivers for tours in Alaska. Summertime, we might get folks who had been drivers down in Arizona. So it's too hot there, but great in the summer here. So it's sort of an interesting culture of folks that sort of move from place to place and drive buses.
The $1.8 million price tag on the whole project was funded in large part by federal dollars.
We had a $1.5 million federal grant from the Federal Transit Administration. They developed a what they called their livability grant a couple of years back that we applied for, and some of that goes to, you know, reducing carbon footprint in a community. It wasn't just how does your infrastructure work.
Robinson says the city spent about $300,000 on the building.
The city funding went really towards the interior of the unit, so the federal grant went to the structure, and then we pay for the fixtures, you know, from the light switches to the toilets and faucets, everything from finished drywall in.
There are many innovative, sustainable building practices, Robinson says, incorporated into the project.
We do have solar panels on it. We've put some on the rest of the public works facility. We've got some vegetation, some plantings on the rooftop as well, in addition to a patio, a little patio for the residents. And then inside the building, we have, you know, it's high performance windows and doors, 50% recycled steel. You know, in particular federal grants, we have to use Buy American. And, you know, a lot of steel is coming out of China these days. So getting U.S. steel is difficult. But you know, here we got some recycled steel, a high-efficiency boiler. So, you know, very energy efficient as well. No air conditioning. You can open a window.
That's Brooks Robinson, the city's project manager for the new transit employee housing facility on Shoreline Road, adjacent to the Public Works building. Ribbon cutting will take place Friday at 10 a.m. and the public is invited. I'm Lynn Ware-Peak, KPCW News.